If you're a fan of Weekends on All Things Considered, then you know what that sound means. It's time for another round of 3-Minute Fiction. Creator of the short story contest and host of this NPR news magazine, Guy Raz, spoke with KWBU about the origins of the competition and about why you, yes you, should send in a story. How did you come up with the idea for the 3-Minute Fiction contest?
Well, about 3.5 years ago, when I became the host of Weekends and All Things Considered, I was looking for a way to get the audience involved in the program, to have some kind of interactive segment. And the idea came to me. I had taken a sabbatical the year before. I was doing a journalism fellowship. And I became friends with James Wood, who was a literary critic for The New Yorker. And together we talked about different ideas, and I came up with this idea of a short microfiction reading contest. We thought we would do it one time in the summer of 2009, and it turned out that we received about 6,000 or 7,000 original short stories from our listeners, and that was it. The rest is history. We're now launching round 9 3.5 years later, almost 50,000 stories later of 3-Minute Fiction, and it's become one of our most successful features on the program in its history.
The winner for the 6th round of 3-Minute Fiction was from Lubbock, Texas, and Raz says he sees many submissions from the state.
Texas is a big state with a big population, so we do get, I would say, sort of a proportionate amount of submissions from Texas, which means a lot of submissions from Texas.
Once you get the prompts from the different authors, do you ever yourself take a stab at it and try to write a story?
I do. You know, I do. And I have to say, it's not easy. It's not, you know, it's not insurmountable because we're talking about 600 words. But I always like to try it out myself. And I'm pleased to discover that my story would probably not pass the first round of readings because actually the quality of the stories are so good. You know, this time around, Brad Meltzer, our judge, is asking that listeners come up with a story that revolves around a U.S. president. So that president can be real or fictional. Brad is a thriller writer. He writes, you know, these books that take place in Washington full of intrigue and spies. And so I think he was hoping to kind of recapture that this round and see if what readers could come up with. And I'm curious to see what they come up with, because sometimes we get a lot of narrative-driven stories. Sometimes we get more impressionistic stories that capture a moment or a feeling. And I suspect this time around we will get a lot of stories that are going to tell a story or a piece of a story.
Do you think if you were writing in response to this challenge, do you think you would tend more to write about a real U.S. president, or would you be more intrigued to try to imagine something related to a U.S. president?
Yeah, you know, I haven't thought about that, but that's a good question. I would probably write about a real president. And I think in part because there are signposts that we can you can sort of refer to. I mean, Abraham Lincoln is an obvious one, right? I mean, they've turned him into a vampire hunter, so I can't imagine it would be that tricky to turn him into some kind of other superhero. But I think I would probably try a real president and maybe just come up with something completely fictitious or kind of almost like a fantasy story or a sci-fi story. But that's the fun of this contest. You can really go in any direction. And it's all, I mean, the only limitation is how far you're willing to go.
Why should people give it a shot if they've never even considered doing creative writing?
Because it's fun.
All submissions should be 600 words or less. The winner of this round will not only have their story read on air by NPR's Susan Stamberg, but they'll also be published in the Paris Review. The deadline is September 23rd, and more details are available at npr.org. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogel.